This is Joe Basso from Music Radar, the place for music makers, and I'm speaking with Michael Anthony, bassist for the band Chickenfoot, or whatever we're calling it, former bassist with Van Halen, maker of hot sauce. Is there anything else I'm leaving out right now?
Parent extraordinaire, as we were talking about before we started the interview.
Exactly.
You know.
You do it all.
I try to do it all.
Well, I've pretty much gotten the whole formation of Chickenfoot from the rest of the band.
So Chickenfoot, that will never go away, Joe.
Well, you know.
Even when we come out with the actual name of the band, I guess people will probably still call us Chickenfoot. But I guess that's okay because it's all about the music, right?
Exactly. But I'd like to ask you, musically and personally, how being a part of this band differs from Van Halen.
Well, I'll tell you, in terms of energy, just pure energy from the us four guys, it's like an early Van Halen, which is great because you kind of get away from why you got in this business in the first place as the years go by and you attain success and whatever, and now it's just back to four guys just jamming hard in the studio and playing live, which, by the way, in the later days of Van Halen, in the later recordings that we did, it kind of got less and less like that. But then, you know, you're in the studio and you discover all the technical wizardries that are at your hand and just kind of get away from what that whole live thing's about. And with this band, I guess I'll just call it Chickenfoot because we have to call it something right now, right? We got back to that, and it's great because, we're just having a great time in the studio just hanging out and just playing live.
At this point, how is working with Joe Satriani different than when you worked with Eddie Van Halen?
Oh, boy, here we go with the comparisons here. Well, obviously, they're both phenomenal guitarists. Joe, it's really interesting because just listening to a lot of his recordings, a lot of stuff Joe's done in the past, obviously being an instrumental guitarist, I hear him a certain way and how he plays a certain way, and playing in the context of this band, it's a lot different, and it's really exciting to listen to because he does incorporate some of the lost for words already.
Let me rephrase that. How do you change the way you work with Joe versus the way you worked with Eddie?
You know, the way I work with Joe is probably the same way as Eddie, because Joe's got the same type of intensity when he plays, and being having been an instrumentalist, it's interesting the way he mixes playing his rhythm parts, because he's got a singer that he's playing behind now,
right?
And then also he puts in a lot of small little lead things, instrumental type things, in and around the chords that he plays. I don't know, I think the way we're playing right now, I've got more freedom than I had in the later years with Van Halen, as far as, you know, we all get to put our input in,
right?
And nobody really tells anybody how to play. You know,
okay.
The ideas are there, and then everybody just goes for it. But I think we all know enough not to step on each other's toes, and, you know, where you can, like, you know, step out and play a little bit, and where you got to hold back and anchor it down.
So in that way, you were saying it felt like early Van Halen.
Yeah, I'd say it is, because, you know, like I said, everybody does get to play and put their input musically in, and there is nobody saying, it's surprising that there's very little of anybody saying, well, you know, maybe we should play this here, or try playing that or whatever. Nobody's gotten to that point yet, but we're not finishing the studio yet, so I don't know what. We'll probably leave that to Andy Johns, who's working with us, or, mm-hmm. you know, to the producer, to tell us, you know, pull the reins back and say, hey, guys, come on.
Also, working with Chad Smith, who's a much different drummer from Alex mm-hmm. Van Halen, how do you approach working with Chad? Chad's got the whole funk rock thing, which Alex really didn't have.
Right. Well, you know what? He does bring that certain type of flair, which is really cool, because there's a lot of little things that Chad and I pull off together, which I've never done. Just, you know, just little licks that I can pull in with him. But I think one of the things, actually, for the fans, our fans in the rock community are going to be most surprised about, and this is what I'm actually most excited about with this band, is that the way they're going to hear Joe and Chad play, because they are both kind of out of their usual element,
right,
with this band. And, you know, besides, you know, the people that have heard Chad play, if they've heard him play, like, he's done some of Glenn Hughes' solo stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a couple other projects that he's done, a lot of people do only hear him in the context of the Chili Peppers, and they they know him as this funk drummer, but I'll tell you, the boy can rock, and he rocks hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's pretty amazing because, I mean, basic kit, single kick, none of this double pedal type stuff, and the guy smokes. I mean, and just standing between him and Joe and listening to the way that they are playing with this in the context of this band, he's just blowing me away.
In past interviews, and Sammy, of course, has his famous quote, which we won't rehash, the other guys have described the material sort of as fairly Zeppelin-esque, I guess, in its intensity. Would you go there as well?
Yeah, you know what? I would say that. I've done a couple interviews where I kind of put it in between like a Zepp or a Van Halen, early Van Halen
right.
type of energy. You know, obviously the chops between everybody is there. It's an intensity that I personally haven't witnessed playing with anybody in a long time, and I think a lot of people haven't heard anything that's going to be quite like this in a long time, you know, from a rock band.
You've maintained a great friendship with Sammy really since he joined the band, but was that fractured somewhat during that mid-90s period where David Lee Roth rejoined the band for, what, a week or two?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because when Sammy first joined the band, we became friends, but it was kind of like, here's a new bandmate. You know, that's when I first met him in the studio.
Right.
And even though we did become friends, it was pretty much on that type of a level. You know, we hung out socially and whatever.
Right.
And it wasn't actually until Sammy and I reconnected again after he had been out of Van Halen.
Okay.
That we reconnect more on just a human level. And so we're actually better friends now than we were the first time around when he was in the band. Because we did reconnect on that level, and it wasn't just purely a musical thing, you know. We hung out for a while. He was in L.A. here. He was actually doing, it's funny, he was doing some kind of show, some kind of musical Jeopardy type of show. And he called, no, it's funny, because I had spoken to him. We actually reconnected. I had called him a couple of times, like on New Year's, and missed him, and he did the same with me. And then all of a sudden one year I called him. I got him on the phone. It was a New Year's Eve, and we just said, hey, you know, we got to hang out. And so he was in L.A. doing this thing, and he needed somebody to be kind of his backup, kind of go-to guy in this game thing he was doing. And so he called me, and I went into Hollywood where they were doing this thing, and we hung out, and I did this game show with him. It was pretty hilarious, actually. We actually just hung out as friends, you know, and we didn't even really talk anything musically.
So your alignment with him really came much later in the band than early on?
I think so, as far as musically and on a personal friendship level. And it wasn't until this last time that we actually really discovered just how much we had in common as far as things that we like, you know, the beach, girls, stuff like that, you know. You know, other stuff outside of just playing music.
The beach and girls, what odd things for guys to like. I mean, you know.
Oh, well, I forgot cars.
Oh, okay.
I'll throw that in there, too.
Now, you went out backing up Sammy as part of that Sam and Dave tour a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You were playing with Sammy. Was that awkward with David Lee Roth out there? What was the vibe?
It actually was very awkward at first. And it was kind of funny because this is, sadly to say, this is kind of like what really ousted me from Eddie and Alex.
Okay.
Doing this thing with Sammy. And it was just, after Sammy and I had reconnected, and nothing was really happening with Van Halen because Eddie was, you know, he was going through his tongue cancer thing and whatever, that Sammy and I actually started actually jamming a little bit, and he called me one time. And this was actually, I think, right after we tried to make this thing work again with Dave, which didn't happen, obviously. And right after, I remember Eddie, Alex, and I at Ed's house and just deciding this is not going to work with Dave. Sammy calls me and says, hey, Neil Sean just called me, and he wants to get together and jam and maybe do a little project thing, him and his drummer, Dean Castronovo.
Right.
At this point, I was just so frustrated because this thing with Dave didn't happen. It's like, oh, God, what's going to happen next? I said, sure, and I flew up to San Francisco. I actually spoke with Ed up there, and Ed said, hey, you know, I know you know you don't want to sit on your hands at home. And we did this thing that we would call Planet Us that never really got off the ground. After that, Sammy and I, we started jamming a bit, and he went out to, he was putting this tour together with Dave, and asked me, he said, hey, would you like to come out and maybe guest, play a song, a couple Van Halen songs at a show? And I said, sure, because I wasn't doing anything. I was sitting at home, basically doing nothing, you know, upsetting my wife by hanging around the house all day. But Eddie and Al were pretty upset about doing that. And Van Halen was still my number one priority.
Right.
You know, I remember speaking with Ed. He'd be telling me, oh, don't, that's going to be the biggest circus in town. Don't do that and whatever. And, you know, anything that I've ever done, even outside of Van Halen, jamming with anybody or playing Van Halen with anybody or even with Sammy, I always looked at it like, you know, just playing the songs that I've always been proud of being associated with the band and not degrading the band at all. So I never looked at it like that. Of course, it was kind of an interesting tour that they were putting together, but Ed actually kind of backed. I wasn't going to do the tour. They had asked me, and I'd spoken to Eddie and Alex, and after speaking with Alex, I wasn't going to do the tour, and then Ed kind of, he called me up and kind of backed me up against a wall in a way that kind of upset me a bit. And for whatever reason, I got kind of steamed up, and I said, hey, I'm going to go do this. That was kind of pretty much it as far as Van Halen. I guess I felt I betrayed him or something like that. It was pretty sad. It was weird. It was a twisted thing, but I mean, I was just going to go out with Sammy, and I did only play like on, I think, a handful of shows from that tour.
So the intention was never to, you know, pull away from the band. It was just to do something else for a while.
Yeah, well, not something else even. It was just to get out and play. You know, short of putting something together myself to play, which, you know, at that point I didn't want to do because, you know, I was still waiting, you know, on hold to see if anything was going to happen with Van Halen. But, you know, when Sammy asked me to do this, I thought, God, it'd be great, you know. And I looked at it like, hey, my name's not Van Halen. I don't want people to forget who I am, and it'd be great to just go out in front of the fans, which I hadn't done in a long time, and play a few of the songs and have fun, have some fun, you know?